is this how you learn? Listen to fun? No?
Then they, it is felt the way.
No, it's comfortable.
No.
No, but it seems to work.
It doesn't.
It's pretty cool, you look kind of like Rambo.
No, I think that works.
All right, hold on.
That
come on.
Look, see, this way can't fall off. I think that's...
You're welcome to do it however you like.
Go on, go on, go on.
And I'm recording, so I'm going to stay on. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to stay.
How was that? Was that fun?
Mmm. Yeah.
First of the prototype, before we get to good news.
Yeah, there's good news.
We have budget problems.
Oh, cutbacks.
Second.
Maybe we should bring them so the camera can see them.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
We made three.
Three?
For you. One's based on the banana, one's based on the tomato, and the other one. Oh yeah, well, yeah, we've had some red left over.
Ah, I see, okay.
Okay, so this is the, no buttons one, or as few buttons as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly speak recognition. The yellow there is the slogan, yeah, that we need to incorporate.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. If you do need buttons, you can flip it over and some there.
Okay.
But mainly it's speech recognition.
Okay, so the buttons would be like individual users.
Yeah. Yeah, they might project things onto the screen, which you can do on there.
Ah, right.
I'm not sure about that. And this one is the one more like the one that we looked at earlier.
Right.
Maybe you guys can
tell
us that.
Well, I like the feel of it.
Yeah, sure. That one is... Oh, no, it's delicate. It's already got its stand, that one. That's its stand. It does also lie flat, but that's that yellow stand there represents the charging stand.
Okay,
The black on the back is the slogan.
Okay, nice and obvious.
Yeah, that's well, we
if
did
it's
think
standing
that.
Up, I guess.
Yeah, if it's standing up, it's there. But also, we're going to have the company name on the front, which is a little black kind of line in
all
the
right,
middle.
Okay, brilliant. Like
so, and that's the transmitting, really good thing. These are the two scroll ones, which we thought could be channel up and down and volume up and down. We weren't sure about putting them there because it kind of could get bashed.
Yeah, when you're holding it. Kind of.
Yeah, well, if you hold it, you can rather than hold it. It does actually feel quite ergonomic.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got small hands. obviously, I don't think that's real size theme, it would have to be a bit bigger.
Model, yeah.
Okay. That's a speaker at the top, so you can speak into it like a little walkie-talkie as well for speak recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Then the buttons, kind of self-explanatory, just buttons whenever you need them. Try to keep it simple. Oh, that's the charging base prongs at the bottom. We use those as tools and toes of that.
Right.
And then the big red button in the middle is the on and off one. It's not in the traditional place.
Yeah.
But it's quite helpful,
I suppose. Excellent.
So there we go. And we have the banana.
Oh yeah.
This one too.
This one is I suppose for the younger audiences. A more friendly type of. Right. It's to induce more television watching, I suppose. Or yeah. Let's see for the camera.
Sort of lock and hisp and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Cool. Yeah. At least have options, at least.
Yeah. So, are there any improvements or issues?
It won't stand.
Oh, there are issues.
Just let it lie down, it won't stand.
Main problem that we have, unfortunately, is the finance. This is entering the variation criteria. Unfortunately, the unit we are currently going to produce, minus the extra scroll button, it's going to cost us €14.6.
Oh.
So
what's on the on the left?
Sorry, accidentally highlighted somehow. So basically, in order to save our €2, I was thinking that we could have essentially the same shape, but just have it flattened.
Mm-hmm. More like a traditional American travel.
Yeah, I mean it's already got a kind of cool shape,
mm-hmm.
so where it wouldn't have to be curved sort of
mm-hmm.
in and out. And by doing so, oh no, hold on, doesn't save us quite as much.
Well, why is the double curved two of them?
Oh, good point.
Double curve on both sides? Curve on? Yeah, this is double curve.
Sure. Curve.
This is double curve. This one is single curve. This is single curve. This is curve on both sides. So double curve.
No, I think it means double curved as in.
Like an S shape.
Like a. So it's got a single curve on that bottom half, and the double curve would be if it was that similar curve
mm-hmm.
upward. Okay, I'll let you go.
Like this, one curve with this side, one curve on that side.
I don't think that counts as a curve, I think that's just a shape.
Okay.
The curvature is like the case.
Because yeah, that's the biggest expense. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
we got two of them.
I can't seem to select anymore, however.
Okay. Well, we can work around that. cut things out. What do you think it should be one?
It's meant to be one, yeah. I don't know why I put two in there.
Okay.
But, hold on to that thing. This shift button might be stuck again. Yeah. The shift button's stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would take away three, which would give us. Well, it's fine.
Yeah. So
€11.60.
Cool. So we could even add something.
We could.
We should fire the accountants.
Unfortunately, what?
Fire the accountants. yeah, we could add things. Maybe if you click back in that bottom right cell where you're starting from.
Yeah.
And then use the arrow keys, does that work?
Yeah, no.
You can do one thing, where you just select one box outside, yeah, this box, then move it with the other box, this. Okay.
One of the buttons is sticking, the other one is.
Okay, now move it.
Yeah, it's because the shift button is stuck, isn't it?
Is it the other shift button, maybe?
We ask our technical support, Melissa.
That's fine. We worked out what it would be anyway.
Did you try both shift buttons? It could be like
that.
That's too bad.
Oh,
no,
right, so that's finances, I don't know what to do, you reckon we could add?
Well, maybe we could ask them, but maybe if.
I suppose that's our design that we've got.
Yeah.
So.
If we're happy with designers, they don't want to spend money if we don't have to.
Yeah.
But if there is anything you think you've missed out there, then, you know, feel free to add it. Maybe, I mean, obviously it would be bigger, so there might be more space for the slogan on the front. Because it's not in the ideal place right now.
But that's, okay, so project evaluation we have when we put out that year's traffic. Project process, everything that went.
Oh, yeah, I think we have a winning product.
Okay.
I think it went quite smoothly.
Yeah, room for creativity, we have with that.
I think we were very creative.
I think it means sort of individually.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready. So, I'm just gonna, okay. Teamwork, leadership, sorry.
Great leadership.
You're all getting your raise. Teamwork, I thought that man.
Yeah.
Everyone got enough input, I think.
And, well, it means, technical stuff. But five more. Right.
These pens are neat, though.
Memes, to be honest.
Yeah, these are new ideas, like glow in the dark or something like that. We discussed all the new ideas, but of course we couldn't reach any proper goals. We couldn't use these latest ones, but we are using these scroll buttons like this.
Mm-hmm.
These are new ideas and new shapes, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
At
groovy.
Yeah.
So just general thumbs up for all of us, then. That kind of, unfortunately, it's too quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
I suppose, yeah.
So let's talk about our bonuses and the raises we're getting.
That's it. I think another couple of days holiday thing would be well in order for all of you.
Right. Maybe we should start cleaning out the clay.
Does it go back in? Is it reusable?
That's something that should get fixed.
Oh, right, okay, you've got more.
Oh, you've got presentation.
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
It didn't bother to tell me that. Thing. Is it? Okay. Doesn't tell me.
The
objective
evaluator that is
mine. Oh, you're doing that.
Yeah.
We're evaluating ourselves. We thought we were good.
Yeah. Love to eat that.
Anybody?
Kind of a green banana.
Clay covered banana.
It's this as well. Sorry, we forgot to mention we've made out of kind of a rubbery latex new material that we've
got.
Okay, hold on.
Demi blue. That's fun to touch.
Yeah.
So now is the final evaluation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to means at what standard it, whether it meets our standards or not, what rating we will give to these products. So of course this will be a teamwork. We together have to decide what rating we will give to this product and everything. But methodology, I will tell you on what basis we are going to discuss all this. We will give the rating to this product based on the user requirements, whether it meets the user requirements or not, this product. Then trends, whether it is as per the latest fashion trends or not. Means, because we have already studied that people do prefer fashionable things nowadays. So this is also an important factor for evaluation also. Then marketing strategy of the company. As we have already discussed that our company is quite reputed in the market, not only in terms of providing quality products, not only in providing latest technologies, but also in terms of providing environmental. But also in terms of providing environmental safe products, like keeping in mind all the safety issues. So now comes the criteria rating with 7-point scale. I'm having this scale.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do it on a board.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Working again. Do we have the marker for the board? There it is.
So these are the three criteria for the evaluation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
First of all comes user requirement. So we will see whether this product meets all the user requirements or not. I would like to have your views. What do you think? Whether it meets all the user requirements or not?
I think, yeah, it did. It had all the basic buttons that they needed, as well as the new technology that people said they wanted.
And the user requirement was essentially just to operate the TV, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what rating you will personally?
I would say 7.
Seven.
If 7's good, yeah, isn't it? True or false? No, sorry, 1.
1.
That's true.
1 is means highest ranking.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think highest ranking is 7?
No,
not much.
No,
it's
like 5.
True is 1 and
okay,
false
is
0.
So it's 1 from your point of view?
Yeah.
And what do you say, industrial expert?
It's hard to know. I give it a 2.
You can tell only like, I think she has given her views on the basis of design, because she was a very interface expert.
Okay.
But you can give your views based on technology, whether the technology meets the requirements of the customers or not.
Yeah, I think it might even exceed it. But I guess there's kind of a shortage of buttons. So yeah, I'm going to give it a 2.
2.
Okay.
And what about you, Brian?
Oh, I'll go for 1. Basic requirements
okay.
of the project.
For me personally, it is everything fine. It may be having good design, it may be meeting all the requirements of the customers, like technology-wise, price-wise. But there is one thing which limits the customers. Like, we are having only two, three designs. Like, we are having one banana design, and the other one is orange, and yellow-orange. And the third one is what you get, that is not of a good quality. But if a person doesn't like banana or orange, you are limiting him. No, don't buy our product because we like this only. So we are showing our preference for particular fruits, two or three kinds there, and yeah,
Well, is that not trends?
No. Personally, as a marketing expert, I don't believe that because whatever companies they launch their products in the shape of fruits, they give a range of products, a range of shapes. Like if we see, look at the smallest thing, Toffee's chocolates, they give a variety of different things. Some children like to buy banana shape, some apple shape, some even pineapple shape, some orange shape. So you can't know means what shape a person will like. So in this case, giving only one or two choices, we are limiting our customers. And by limiting them, we are limiting our sales, limiting our profit also.
But in electronics, I think it's not always quite so, you don't always have so many choices as with chocolates. I think, you know, if you're going to buy a TV, maybe a company will have, that you're going to choose from, a company will have two or three choices, but they're different designs and you're coming up with one product.
Maybe, okay, but
No, I know,
I
obviously
will
you're okay with different
personally
choices.
won't give it rating beyond three.
Okay.
So we can more than average we can think 3, 4. Maybe 3 or 4? No, sorry. It should be
6. 5 or 6.
What are we doing?
No, sorry. We are doing very
And
wrongly.
average them?
Yeah, we are taking everything. That's
Okay.
you're taking
So
it very
7-4.
wrongly. Yeah,
About one
4,
point
4 to 6, 5 to
1.8.
7. Yeah, exactly. So we can say 1 or 2.
Okay.
And because it is 1.8, just reaching 2, so we will do
Yeah,
2.
round it up to 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
So trends.
What about the trends?
Can you explain what you want us to write there?
Sorry?
How it conforms to the current trends?
Yeah, again, the fashion trends, this also like whether it will be fashionable to have these products in the as a fruit shape or something.
Okay.
And
Well, going on the specifications that we have, that fruit and vegetables are quite popular, and that people like something that is good to look at and not many buttons, I would give it, well, because it's hard to make a fruit good to look at, that looks cool, you know? So I would actually give it a 3, there, 3 or 4, I'm not sure. 3, good for 3.
As far as the technology, it's got the latest trends in speech technology, but it's missing the screen, as we said. But it does have the push buttons or the scroll buttons, but doesn't have that fancy solar power or the vibrating energy mechanism. So I give it a 4. I give it kind of middle of the road for technology.
Yeah, so fruit. Just the fruit does me in. I mean, it might be trendy to some, but I'm just not swallowing the fruit. So, also, I would have liked to have seen the LCD screen in it. So yeah, I'd say about 4 as well.
Personally, I think that in terms of trends, these products are quite good. Like, these products are in fruit shape because that people now, our fashion trend shows that people like everything. Everything is being advertised, like clothes, shoes, and everything is being advertised in the form of fruits and vegetables, or getting them some or showing some association with them. So, and in this way, our product is good. And the second thing, now people don't want any complicated or bulky project, and ours is quite simple and quite handy. So that is also that also our product meets the fashion trends of the market. Ponji also, so they can play with it, it's quite good. So then I think maybe I can give it to. So what I think I can take Bala. So we can, is it fine? So that what company strategy?
Oh, it was yellow.
Okay. Does not distress me.
That's good.
I feel like I'm going to say. So yeah, I give the company strategy two.
Well, I think it's the remote control conforms to the company strategy.
Okay.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Is it okay? Okay, so 1 or 2?
Yeah.
Okay, just 5.
I go with 2.
So, what about you, Ray?
Yeah, I agree. Pretty much kept the company strategy, so I would go for a 1, as we not only kept it, but we were limited by it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And me also like this product, this Mirsol company strategy, like our product should be as per customer's requirement, as per latest technology, and it should be environmental safe. So since our product meets all these requirements, so I would also prefer to give it rank 1.
So 1.5.
So we can say 2 or 1?
Yeah, 2.
So overall we are getting 2.3 something, but we can round it as 2.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think overall a evaluation of our product is quite good.
Cool.
So we can launch it.
Okay.
Champagne lunch.
Yeah.
So I probably have to write up a couple more forms and whatnot.
Yeah. I've got a report to write, so.
Ooh, I like my job.
Yeah, with the kind.
This is in project. Yeah, okay, cool. We'll get there eventually.